What a devastating loss.
I knew you were going to start with that.
It has to start that way. When you throw an interception off the top of someone's helmet, it makes me sad. Just makes me sad.
That's what happened?
He threw it off the top of the Tampa Bay D lineman's helmet, and then it got intercepted.
Wait, I was there and I did not even see that.
Anyways. Sub boom.
What is up, everyone?
Yep.
If it looks like I'm squinting, it's because it's nighttime and now we have a really bright light in our face.
And so if it looks like I'm depressed, it's because it's nighttime and the Seattle Seahawks just lost. Oh, a peach-o.
Peach ring.
That's good. You think it's peach ring?
Yes. Thank you for moving the mic away from your chewing.
I've always called it a peacho.
Well.
That's good. You might want to bring that bag to me.
You have your own.
Oh, those aren't the ones?
No, these are mine.
I was about to say, these ones taste really good.
Yeah, I know.
A little different.
I got you the healthy ones.
I got you the sugary, shitty ones that taste really good.
It's okay. I'll share. Do you want to say your high and low, or do you want me to go first?
I'm depressed. So you go first.
Okay. We said like hello, right? I'm kind of like discombobulated.
Hey. Yeah, we did.
Okay. My high. I'm gonna start with high. I'm feeling positive, even though Leonard's feeling negative. My high was that I got to hang out with Raph and Jamie this week. And
do they listen to the pod?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. They didn't really know it existed, but I told them about it.
Okay.
And what's going on?
I just saw one of my very important portable chargers hanging. And if that falls and breaks, I lose everything. So I'm going to have to make sure that doesn't fall next time. Anyways, we move on. Just Mr. Negative today, I guess. Although I was really happy up until the loss. And she said,
Whoever's rigging the NFL.
It's very rigged.
If I could just talk to someone, because it really quite literally affects the dynamics in our household, and I need the rigging to go my way, so that way the rest of my night can happen as planned. Thank you. If we could just set up a meeting, whatever we need to do to make that happen, I can.
Okay, I'm done. Music. I promise. I'm done. I'm done with being disappointed. Give me one more Petro, and then I'm chilling. Okay, and two. All right, I'm really chilling. Go ahead.
Okay, you're low. My now. High. Yeah, high. I was hanging out just because. Also, I love all the new friends I'm making, but new friends are still new friends, and it's like, I don't know. Sometimes hard to like.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, and it's sometimes I'm in my head being like, I know I'm being myself, but it's the fact that they can still, like, not like myself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, every time I text, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, is that weird? But then they're fine, and it's validating, and it's fine. But hanging out with friends that have known me since second grade is really a whole different experience.
Definitely different.
And my low is that I worked 5 days in a row at Bonnie. Every damn night. I was in that establishment, and I'm so glad I have 3 days off because, wow, I...
Whoa, what do you mean? Oh, that's right, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Oh, no, Sunday you have off. Monday, Tuesday.
Because there's been people making out in booth. There's been Goombas. There's been... I just don't understand. Every time someone comes up to me and I'm, like, giving them an option, they look at me like I've just told them to do advanced...
math.
Rocket science I was more going with, but for me it would be math.
For me it's math too.
I don't get it. Anyways, I was just rambling. What's your high and low?
All right. Nighthawks took a great W in Long Island. And boy, did we play well. Great possession. We started to finish the ball. We were ripping shots. Boy, the team that we played against looked like they were like 2 years old. We were just bullying them.
What?
We just bullying them constantly. They were going down. They were injured. They were blah, blah, blah. We were ready to go. Guns a-blazing. So that was a really high point for me. Loved it. Got to see my grandparents.
Talk about
Roku and Fire TV stuff, because they're paying an absurd amount of money monthly for their direct TV plan. I mean, they're
why are you
cable.
Adding them on the pod?
I'm just saying, like, ugh, $357 a month they're paying for TV. I want you to process that.
We've already gone through this. I think people probably pay that much in subscriptions, so.
I did the math. 175 at max. Anyways, so that's a high. The low, I mean,
it can't be Seahawks losing.
Yeah, I know. I understand. That's just how I feel at this moment. The low is a situation where I don't have much to do in the day, even though I am procrastinating. That's why it's such a low. Because I have taxes and I have audio stuff to do. I have music stuff to do, but I'm just not doing it. And so my self-loathing of wake up in the morning and just sit there and do nothing is a low for me, even though I should be doing things. But then when I go to soccer, it's awesome. I have a great time. But I only have 3 more games left, so that's also sad. There you go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hopefully that goes into the next coaching job.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, updates. I wanted to say thank you to everyone who sent me some love after my grandma update. That was really, really nice of everyone. And I like always react awkwardly and I'm like, oh, thanks. With like a weird face, but I really do appreciate all.
Mm-hmm.
All the well wishes. We're watching the paper. We're watching Dancing with the Stars. Also, well, I'm obsessed right now
with
Dancing with the Stars.
I am about to finish The Black Rabbit on Netflix.
Yeah, Leonard's been binging.
I've been binging.
We started Harry Potter because it was really fall outside.
Yeah. We binged 2 Spider-Mans. We binged 2 Harry Potters. We had a great pumpkin carving session, but that's not artsy, I'm sure. Sorry. Didn't want to tingle your fingle there, but I got a little too excited.
I guess for our like habits and chores and things, we've been good about chores and habits. And
yeah. We haven't made new goals for October.
Yeah, I don't really know what I want to do.
I think for me personally, I think I want to lock in a little bit more on SwiftNet stuff this month. I haven't been locking in as heavily, plus the new XNet's coming to our doorstep this week.
Really?
It is. So we have to figure out how to deal with that. It's 50 pounds.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So we're going to have to figure out how to deal with
that. Where is that going to go?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like a full net. It's just like the size of the... It's not that big. It's like, I'm not worried about that. But I'm giving it away to have it being tested, so...
Okay, whatever.
Yep.
Don't understand that.
Yep.
My brother's having a blast at college. Oof. I just feel like,
my God, is he?
I need to talk about him for
sure.
Some reason.
Yeah, he was on the pod. People know him.
Yeah, I just love that kid. And yeah, he's like going to like frat events. He's calling me and being like, we like everyone is in the room because we're playing this, like they were playing what we played with Sophia and Dylan, the beer can one where you like hit it. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, not beers.
No.
Four corners?
Yeah.
Four corners.
But they don't call it that. So
aces.
I was like, what are you playing? And
what
he
do they
explained
call
it.
Do you know?
I don't remember.
It's either aces, four corners.
But he explained it. And I was like, yeah, I know. But apparently him and these 3 other freshmen were like beating. It's like more beers. Like everyone has one.
Mm-hmm.
And him and these like 4 freshmen were beating like 4 seniors. So everyone was like watching them
do it.
And I was like, yes, you're doing it right. Perfect.
That's awesome.
And sorry, Zabe, if I outed you, mom and dad, but it's fine.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, mom and dad.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay. Well, we talked about sports a little bit. Do you want to like Say more.
I'm just going to... Seahawks lost. Let's just put that to the side.
I want to say that whoever decides that they're playing games in other countries on Sunday morning...
Oh, the Warren thing.
Needs to understand that I... Actually, maybe this is just to the Cox family side. I am being diligent about who I'm playing. I want my effort to be known because the night before I checked that Jalen Warren was going to be in and it still said Q. And I said, you know what? That's okay because a lot of times the Q just runs right on through.
So,
and then we woke up late. Okay.
The thing is, though, if you click the Q, you'll
read it. There was nothing there. No.
You'll read it and they'll say it's a 90 minutes before they'll make the game day decision. It's a game day decision.
Well, yeah, we know that. But like, I'm not waking up brutal, that early to do that.
Tough loss for you. If you had it figured out, then you would have gotten a W there. Brutal.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, if you would have put Zach Charbonnet in, and you would have gotten, he got like 13 points that week. You needed just like 8 or something. So.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was closer than you thought.
Once it turns into Sunday night, I actually turn off. But. What other sports has been happening? You talked about everything.
Nightingale, we are really coming together. We've got 3 games coming in our last 3 games, but boy, they're going to be solid. I think we've been playing really well. Yankees with a great wild card play against Boston. I've been watching a lot of MLB lately. We had a fantastic third game. Even though we lost the first, we won the second and the third. Moving to the Blue Jays, and we had an atrocious game against the Blue Jays. We lost 1-10 on that one.
Really?
Yeah, it was not a good game. Just because we were not forcing the Blue Jays pitcher to pitch. He was like averaging like 7 pitches an inning.
Oh, we're talking about, okay.
Baseball.
Perfect.
So it was just, we were not hitting the ball cleanly. It was pretty ugly. And now we're going to have to play against one of the best pitchers in the league today, actually. Oh, my God. You talk for a second because they already played. Now I have to see.
My sports updates are that people will come into the restaurant. They're both about the restaurant because that's where I've been the past 5 days.
Oh, Jesus. We lost again.
People will come into the restaurant. How bad?
13-7. We're 0-2. And the Mariners also lost in extra innings last night, which is devastating, but they're playing after this podcast, so we'll have to watch that. Okay, sorry. So it's really not a good time for...
People will come into Bonnie and they'll be like, can we watch this? Can we watch this? And I'll be like, sure. Everyone else around me is either serving, carrying food, cleaning, bartending, doing something. Like, we have a dedicated little, like, flow, workflow. So I'm on TV duty. And my training was done for 3 days, standing at the host stand, not doing anything that I actually have to do.
That's how it goes.
I want to say that first off. Yeah. I got told actually nothing of what I have to do.
Right.
So every time something new comes up, I go, oh, right. Okay. Took me about 20 minutes to turn on the Mets game, of all things. Then another group comes in, and they're like, can you switch it to the Yankees, please? And I go, yeah, no.
Well, you said yes?
No, but yeah, because no one was outside. It was fine.
Oh.
But I don't know how to work those TVs. You have to be on you have to do the inside one first and then put the whatever that one's on, it's connected by an HDMI cord, so it'll play on the outside one. No one told me that. So I was like searching, and every time I would click on the Yankees, it wouldn't go because it was on HDMI too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, it's that game. Yeah, it's right there. And I had to turn around and be like, yeah, I understand that. I'm just trying to get it to connect.
Right. Right.
As they're getting mad at me.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Whatever.
That's tough.
The other sport update is that everyone that comes into the restaurant wants to play how fast can we get away from Hasina before she can seat us? How quickly can we escape to the garden and sit down and our server not notice us because Hasina didn't seat us? And then it's a game of the server coming up to me being like, hi, a couple sat themselves. Could you like go give them water? And me being like, when? I've been up here the whole time. Or I'll be like, hi, welcome in. Like, would you like a table tonight? And they're like, oh no, we're just gonna look around. So now I have to like follow them and be like, actually, like you can't sit there. Hey, do you want to sit outside? I can get you a table. Are you going to the bar? Like, oh no, we're just gonna look.
And they just sit down.
I just sit down.
Classic.
And then servers go, yeah, can you go move GB4? Yeah. And I go, ah, sorry. Didn't even see him come in. Didn't even see him come in. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I'm supposed to talk about internship yet next.
Go for it.
I like don't even want to because it was a bad week. It was just a bad week.
Was that this week?
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a long week this week has been.
This week has been the longest week ever. And I was texting my other intern friends today. And I said, does anyone else have the Sunday scaries right now? And they all said yes, because they all get it. And Peyton was like, yeah, I'm just like already tired from the week and it hasn't even happened. And I was like, yeah, yep. This week I have my NICU test. Haven't finished my study guide. Really need to do that. Last week was the NICU lady was out for the whole week. So I was in like different places every day than I normally am. Which is already three places. And then one place I'm at, I'm only there for 4 hours in the morning, which turns into three because the other people are always late from this lecture that they get because they're master's students, not bachelor's. And so I don't go, but they do. And then we're down there and then it's, I don't even know how to describe it, but I tried talking to my supervisor about it. And I love my supervisor. This is no digs at him. Like, I get it, because I was basically saying like, I don't know if I should be down there for that little time. And he was like, well, it sounds like you just don't want to be there. Like, it sounds like you're telling me you don't want to be down there. And I was like, and I sat there and I was like, well, maybe that's how it is sounding, but I have reflected and I do want to learn that. Mm. Like, before I came to him, I said, is this me trying to get out of it, or is this me like being upset with something else? And I was like, I think it's upsetting because the other two interns that are down there, when the supervisor that's down there leaves, I'm saying down there because we're in the basement, by the way, sorry, radiation oncology happens in the basement. But the other two interns are like, yeah, we've already gone over this, like he said this to us like five times. So then I felt bad that they're like having to relearn things, but whatever. My supervisor shut it down and basically told me to just shut up and go learn in way nicer terms. So, and he's right. Yeah, I just need to suck it up, shut it up, and go learn. Which is the mantra of the week, because I had my first session that I led by myself. And it was abysmal. Yeah. And I cried afterwards to my supervisor. And then my friend intern came in, and she cried too. And then he literally had to do a relaxation breathing exercise with us so we could stop crying.
And then you kept crying.
Yeah, all day. All damn day. Couldn't stop. Yeah. Had to go to work crying, sobbing. Yeah. And I've reflected and it's going to be okay. It's really just because the imposter syndrome is crazy. It's through the roof. I could cry right now thinking about it, actually.
That's okay. Don't do it. Let's move on. Yeah. I say that because she will literally cry in like 5 seconds.
It's true. No, but I'm okay because I've decided that imposter syndrome is normal and I can get out of that funk. And it was just a matter of like, it's been 4 weeks of hurry up and wait.
Sure.
And I was finally allowed to like go do something. Yep. And then it like didn't go perfectly, amazingly, awesomely. And so then I was disappointed in myself. And this is why I love my supervisor, because after when I was crying, he was like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like Leonard's zoning out.
No, what do you mean? I'm listening. What the hell are you talking about?
He was like, it sounds like, or he said, you seem like a student where if you don't perform exactly to your standards, you're upset about it. And it makes you feel like you're inadequate and not succeeding.
Right on the nose.
Clocked me. Hey, right clocked me. And that made me cry harder. Love it. So perfect.
Right on the nose.
Anyways, it's okay. I'm learning and it's a new week. And I'm going to take my NICU test and I'm going to crush it. I'm going to have sessions. And then by next February, I'm going to be like, what? I was crying? No way.
Hell no. That ain't me no more, dog.
It's crazy when you do that.
Damn, dog.
Okay, sorry, I've been yapping. We're already at sips.
Snips and snaps?
Yeah.
What did we snip today, this week?
Tasties.
That's such a bummer. Tasties has been... So, I am a big diner fan. I've always been a big diner fan. I like the idea of going to a restaurant, having the opportunity to order pretty much whatever you usually eat and not have to be so selective about, like, you're eating pasta. Now, what kind of pasta? But instead, you're like, do I want breakfast? Do I want lunch? Do I want dinner?
I thought it was just that you could get breakfast whenever you wanted.
I mean, that's mostly what it is because I'll always just pick breakfast because it's the best. Anyways, we have this diner that's semi-close to us. Note that there's also a diner that closed a block away from our house, and it's been closed since we've moved in, which is like walking by a gravesite because it kills me. But anyways, Tasties on Ditmars, it's fine. We've taken a few of you guys there already. And we've tried it like 5-6 times now.
Three, but yeah.
No.
Yes.
We ourselves have gone 3 times. We've gone with our friends, family, whatever, multiple times. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just mediocre. It's just the perfect example of a mediocre place.
Well, a lot happened. Like, last time we went, I got coffee and Leonard really loved it. And so we were going to share coffee again. And this time we sat down and she was like, can I get you anything to drink? And Leonard said no. And then I said, I'll take a coffee, not we.
Right.
I'll, because right. It's unlimited refills and we'll just share a cup.
Right.
And she said, okay, 2 coffees. And Leonard looked like, automatically like, crestfallen.
Right. Bummer.
Then
yeah.
I ordered.
Ugh. God, that was the biggest bummer of it all. The crepe was.
On the menu, it says strawberry and cream cheese frosting crepe.
Yes.
Those words.
Now, there is a strawberry Nutella crepe. Keep that in mind.
But I said, okay, and I'll get your strawberry and cream cheese frosting crepe, please.
Exactly those words. That is the truth.
And I didn't mumble. I know I'm a mumbler. I didn't.
And on the paper that the waitress wrote down, she wrote strawberry Nutella, but no Nutella, and just put cream cheese.
So what came out was a crepe, the thinnest one ever, with maybe 2 inches of cream cheese through it, but like layer of bagel cream cheese, not yeah, frosting.
Right.
And then
one crepe for $14. Yeah. And it wasn't a big crepe. It wasn't thick.
Like maybe
it was
3 strawberries just, cut up.
Just a slobber, like just a blob.
But you can't see it at the start. So I like took a huge bite and I was like, huh. And yeah. Leonard was like, what is it? Yeah,
what is in there? And then I've sat with the French toast 3-4 times now. What? You laughing at my numbers? It's like 5 or 6 times I've sat with the French toast.
No, it's true. No, I'm laughing because we always get the same thing.
Honestly,
and it's bad.
I've gotten the French toast like 7 or 8 times now. And it's just like, equally bad. It's like one time it's too soggy, one time it's not cooked enough, there's no eggs in one time, there's like the butter they give you is just like the stupid classic butter.
That's the other thing, Leonard, whenever
it's been frustrating.
I'm not a butter user, but I know how to use the butter, because after you order you're supposed to pick up the butter, like they bring the syrup out before.
They're bringing little packets of butter for those who are on my world.
Yes,
I don't
they
get
bring
these
out
little packets of butter at a diner. If I'm paying that much money, you should give me a scoop of butter that I can then do it. You don't give me little packets of frozen butter like I'm from McFrickin' Donald's.
Wow.
It's very frustrating.
Well, many diners do give individually wrapped butters.
I kill them.
And when they bring them out, they always bring them out before the food. And you're supposed to grab it and hold it and warm it up. So then by the time your food gets there, it's ready.
There's no way that that's what you're supposed to do. That's just the right thing to do. There's no way that that's what they're thinking.
Right.
I'm just saying, the waiter, the owner, and whatever is not thinking, okay, I'm giving you the butter early so you can put it in between your butt cheeks to warm it up. That's not what they're thinking. They're just doing it because they're bums.
Whatever. Anyways.
It's a very frustrating situation.
We got to go get breakfast somewhere else.
We got to find a good brunch place. Because I lose my mind.
But I went to Park Avenue Tavern with my friend Abby.
Where?
Park Avenue Tavern.
Where's that?
like next to Grand Central.
Oh, okay, Midtown.
And I had French toast. I don't think I sent you a picture because you were already at your game. I'm going to post it. Some of the best French toast I've had. So we need to go there.
I'm still on the hunt. I've spent the money that was donated to us to find the best French toast.
And well,
I'm
this still one on was hunt. $21.
Oh, well, I probably wouldn't have done it then.
For 2 pieces of bread and like berry compote. And there was a lot of berries and you don't mess with that berries. Wouldn't have been it either. But it was really
How
good.
How hard is it to just get freaking French toast? I swear to you, you hear me now. I'm thinking now that French toast, just simple French toast, not whatever with anything, not with cream cheese frosting, not with anything special or whatever. Oh, it what is. You unplugged it. No, just.
It's okay. Continue.
I'm just saying it might be one of the hardest things to cook. In all my years, I have yet to have like, oh, this is the best French toast by hand.
Do you remember the best you've had ever?
Did Honestly, I already ask I've you this? Made. I mean, I spent a good amount of time practicing making French toast, and I think I've made a really good French toast in my day. I also think in Spokane, growing up, Frank's Diner and Jenny's Diner had a really good French toast.
Maybe they're just better because they like bring back nostalgic feelings for you.
No.
No.
I remember Absolutely the quality not. Of French toast. It was delicious.
Feelings aside, AI a bot only.
I'm dead serious. Because I'm just so frustrated that it's so... How is it so hard to cook a proper French... Yeah, we were probably sitting on this too long.
Yeah,
my mic
okay.
sounds fuzzy for some reason.
Yeah, it really does.
I don't know what's going on there. Whatever.
With Raph and Jamie, I went to something vaguely named Don't really know. Didn't write it down. I have a picture of it, though. But I got this, like, chestnut matcha thing.
I thought it was mocha.
No. Matcha. The green stuff. Matcha. Oh,
different things.
Yeah. Okay. You like mocha because it tastes like chocolate. Mm. It's coffee chocolate.
I like frappuccinos.
Milkshakes.
Yeah. McDonald's frappuccinos.
Milkshakes.
Sugary milkshakes.
But the matcha, I got... Raph got a strawberry one, and it was... really good. And then I got this like chestnut fall like, and it was mediocre at best. But then we went to Joe's Pizza in Brooklyn. First of all, apparently it's famous.
Yeah, it is. Joe's Pizza. Remember there's the big ass line in the middle of Times Square?
Oh my god, that's the one?
I know Joe's Pizza in Times Square is like the place to go.
Okay, well now I finally had it because I didn't know they had it.
I didn't know they had it in Brooklyn either.
And it's lived up to the hype.
Really?
$4, which is more than 99 cents, I will say. However, the slice was as big as the cheap ones and way better.
Was it like cheese stringy grease?
Yes.
Oh, I've been looking for that one.
So we need to go back there.
Yeah, I've been looking for that. Where in Brooklyn, do you know?
Like near Berry Street. I don't know.
I don't know where Berry Street is, mate.
I got off at Lindenhurst. Nope.
Lindenhurst is
that's
Long Island.
In Long Island.
Yep.
I got off at
the L train
at where the L connects to the G, and we like walked around there.
So it's like Bed-Stuy, Williamsburg.
Yeah, like Williamsburg. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know, but we have to go back because there's a bunch of good things there, including moving on to Artsy. This store called Mother of Junk. And it's literally like everyone took all their vintage old junk and put it in a store, hence the name, except it's like my paradise because I was raised by Casey. And so there's just like tubs of marbles, tubs of little tiny glass jars, postcards, stamps, matchbooks, teacups.
Is that where you got all the matchbooks?
Yes.
What about the coaster?
No, I stole that from the beer garden.
Cool.
All these things. I was literally losing my mind and all priced so well.
I love that. I love that sound.
Like, it's not like vintage, so it's $40 for a mug. It's like, no, it's $3. Perfect.
That's awesome.
So we could have totally gotten like cool wear there if we would have known. Like, they had these cool blue mugs. Whatever. Anyways. We want to talk about decorating our pumpkins.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Do you want to?
So... me being the creative mind that I am, and thanks to my parents for donating some money to us to get some pumpkins, I was like, listen, I don't really want to buy a pumpkin because A, we'll have no place to put it. Like, we don't have like a shelf to put it on. And B, the flies in our house are already pretty too much. So I would rather just not deal with the bunch of fruit flies in our house.
Yeah.
I think that was your idea.
Yeah, because I knew I'd want to put it like right in the kitchen where I could see it. And then the you would just,
I would just lose
not
my mind.
Want that.
So being the creative that we are, we're like, let's just use this little Target fluffy pumpkin thing.
Yeah, we were like.
It's like a pillow.
I had a day off. What was it, a day off?
Yeah, it was Thursday. It was the Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah. You had no work and I didn't have to go to work for a while.
Yeah, we did our. We went to Tasty's to do our bills, and then went to go do
our
the
monthly
pumpkins.
Like
yep.
Expenses.
Went well, yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah.
So
we were trying to figure out like what we should do. Like, should we like get a pumpkin and paint it and not carve it? And then Leonard saw these floof balls at Target.
Like, they look like pretty much ovally basketballs because there's no stem. It's not a pumpkin necessarily.
It's like a sphere that's like fuzzy and white, but it has like
the
ribs,
the pumpkin.
Yeah. Kind of like that without a stem.
What are you talking about?
That pumpkin on our desk.
Oh, it's pretty much exactly that.
I'm not going to get up to show everyone, but
how cool would it be if I had the force right now and just
literally awesome. Well, they can see them because I'm going to post them on the Instagram.
That's right. It's in the boo basket. I got her.
No, I'm going to post our pumpkins on the Instagram. So
oh,
they're going to see
I see what you're saying. They'll see. Anyways.
Whatever.
We got some like childish first grade crafts.
Pom-poms, pipe cleaners.
All the essentials.
Googly eyes.
The best purchase that we've made in our house is the hot glue gun.
Absolutely.
I've caulked a few things in the house with it. Probably not the right move, but whatever. Fixed a few small items. Hot glue is the best. And
that was my suggestion, by the way.
Yeah, we watched Harry Potter on the bed with our new light bulb that we got.
And we decorated pumpkins.
Hung up little streamer things.
Yeah, I made some fall decor. Check out the Instagram.
I think Harry Potter is the perfect way to put you into the fall season.
Yeah, absolutely. Because their back to school is always gorgeous. Yeah,
it really is. So anyways, very fun crafts.
Yeah. Except Leonard's family thought I made his mom out of a pumpkin.
Yeah. You guys can see it for yourself.
All of them.
But I'm pretty sure she made my mom in a pumpkin.
They were like, did you make mom and dad? And I was like, oh no. I was just like, I don't want to like offend Terry like that. Like, I wasn't thinking about that. I just wanted hair that was curly.
It literally looks like my ma. It's weird.
No, it does. It's very That's bizarre. Like an insult, guys.
To
like,
the pumpkin or to my ma?
To your mom.
No, it's not an insult
to
my
ma. To the pumpkin. You think I'm worried about the pumpkin?
There's an essence. Like, there's just like, it's not like, ugh, you don't get it. You don't get
well,
it. All three of us were like, that looks like my mom. All three of us separately.
And then they thought Leonard made it because it looked like his mom. Anyways, I love Leonard's mom, so if she loves it, that's fine. But
I don't know. I haven't heard her say anything about him other than she thought that I did the one that you did.
Oh, no.
Well, she thought I did that because. No. She thought I did the one I did because it was a Seahawks hat. That's right.
No,
it's my brothers who thought I did that one.
Yeah, I was surprised your brothers didn't get it.
Yeah, I was too. Anyways, you guys will see the pumpkins. You'll decide for yourselves which ones we did.
Yeah, guess who made who.
Yeah, after these descriptions, I'm pretty sure you could decipher the riddle.
Right. Challenge level impossible.
Right.
You
got your Omni card this week.
It's true.
By the way.
Which so I was
fair fares
not like,
now.
It cuts my Subway fare. In half, except I haven't loaded money on it because
you still have it.
I always forget.
You went there. You said you were gonna.
Yeah,
do it
I've
right
been
there.
Twice.
Okay, all right, sure.
Don't have cash. Keep forgetting.
Okay.
So I need to do that because they're raising Subway fares to $3 in January.
That's true.
So I'll take $1.50 over $3.
Oh, it's actually a significant change. It's definitely helped my mentals, for sure.
Like, I wasn't worried about it, but then looking at this past month of, like, having to go to work with it, and sometimes during the day, I go from one site to another site to another site. Mm. So that's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, almost 5 Subway rides.
Insane.
And then you add in the fact that I'm directionally challenged and sometimes get scared and just exit the Subway after paying because I'm worried I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah. Love the anxiety.
I spent like $200 this month on transportation. It was actually horrific.
No way you spent $200 on transit.
Yes.
No, you can only max out at 12, mate. That's
clearly not.
Yes, you can only max out at...
I literally did the math, Lee.
You can only...
We're fighting right now. I did the math. I looked at my bank, and also another thing...
Are you using different cards?
No, I only have one. I'm not financially depth. I don't have that financial breadth, depth.
After you use 12 transportations in a row within 1 week.
But I don't use 12 within a week. That's why it adds up like that. You little goober. Anyways, what I was going to say before...
Rudy McRude pants.
We started fighting. Was that?
That's probably one of the harder fights that we've had in our lifetime, to be honest.
That's not true. We've had some silent ones in my head. That have been pretty great.
You fought for us.
Yeah, that have been pretty major.
That sounds about right.
It's like you simulate
the fight, and then you realize that it's like not worth fighting, and then it just doesn't come out.
No, it's like I say things in my brain, and then you do something, and I'm like.
But it's all in your brain.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I'm just trying to be like, hey, if you need to talk, just let me know. And then you're like,
yeah, except you don't do that.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I do.
No.
I'm pretty sure I go like, I'm patting you, I'm rubbing you.
Yeah.
Because I could tell that you're
the
all
pats.
Off. Yeah. Maybe it's the pats. See?
The pats.
It's the pats. Can't do the pats.
Ow.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm sweating, Leonard.
Sorry. A lot of arguments in this podcast.
Oh my God.
What's next, dear?
What was I going to say? Oh, culture shocks. Do we have any culture shocks?
Oh.
Because I have a few.
Go ahead and hit while I think, because there has been a few. But go ahead.
We were saying something before this. Did we say that? Did we finish that? Oh, yeah. I was going to say that I think part of the transportation is when I babysit, when I get done late. I Uber home because I'm all the way in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's obviously the big part of it. Uber does not count for the 12 transactions.
Okay, I Ubered once this monthly, so how else did I spend $200?
I don't
when it says MTA $290. And this is what I was gonna say. Thank you, train of thought.
You're
so
welcome.
Smart.
I got you.
On TikTok, I saw that this girl was like, when you have to call public transportation office because they keep charging your card per like twice every time you go in because of like a faulty scanner, and you have to like, and she was like explaining that.
Yeah, I mean, I spent $40 by accident.
Because I'll go through the subway and it'll do that like charge. You'll see it pop up from your bank, right? And then 20 minutes later it'll pop up again and I haven't done anything.
If you're right about the $200, I can almost guarantee that there's something wrong.
I have to be right. Excel did the math.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, something's seriously wrong because that ain't right.
Oh, guys.
Because let's do quick math here. $3 times 12 is what? 36, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. So if you're not going 12 times a week, and there's how many weeks in a month?
What, like four?
Sure, four. Four times 36 is what? I don't know either. But let's see. Okay, so 3, 6, 9, 12. It can't be 200. It literally can't be 200.
Why isn't your calculator on?
I don't know. I've always wanted it to be there, but it's just an app.
What?
Just pull up the app. It's right there. You had it. Oh, okay.
What's going on?
What's 36 times 4?
144.
You literally can't spend more than that. That's the
but
max.
I can't, but I am.
But it's
I
the
am.
Max, though. Well,
I
144
am.
With an Uber. How much was your Uber? That's crazy.
$20.
$144 a month? That's still pretty pricey. I mean, it's definitely cheaper
girl.
Than a car, but it's pricey. But now with Omni, it's only 75.
If I put money on the damn car.
Yeah, you probably should do that. Anyways, that was a whole bit. And I'm sure you guys did the math way faster than
sorry,
we did.
Sorry, guys.
They're probably thinking like, how did these
I forgot
guys
we were
graduate
recording. We just
college?
Had like a normal... We're just hanging out on this couch. Okay?
That's what we do, man. That's what people want. They want us to just hang out on the couch. Whoa!
Oh... You heard it right here, folks. That's where Leonard wants to be. Okay, so let's wrap it up. My culture shocks are that... Oh, he's red.
That was embarrassing, man.
He's red.
It's because I try to like throw like a mini accent out. I did it with cake when I tried to do a British accent for the first time with cake.
And you said...
Cock. I like a piece of cock. But it's cake. How do you do cake in a British accent? I'd like a piece of cake. Yeah, it's a cake. But that's like
it's
almost...
It's the A instead of O.
Yeah, cock.
Okay. Oh my God.
Explicit episode.
Oh, Lordy.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay, my culture shocks are...
Oh, yeah. Let me think.
I had to go to Trader Joe's by myself this time, and I went like after 5 p.m. on a weekday. Crazy. Do not recommend. Do not recommend. 10 a.m. peak school, like 10 a.m. on a Thursday, peak hours. Any other time, don't go. Because I finally had to do the stand in line and shop while we move. Because the line was from the checkout all the way to the entrance. So I walked in and I got into the checkout line. And then as we went around the store, people would leave line and come back in and grab what they needed.
Wow.
And so I was like, at first I was kind of walking around grabbing what I needed, and I just saw the line getting longer and longer. And I was like,
gotta get in.
What's going on? So then I had to just stand and grab things. But then my whole plan went out the window. I was like, and we need this. Let's try this.
Yeah.
Oh, cheese is too far. Can't get it. Can't get it. Nope. But that's because I got flustered. But the line moves really fast. So I think next time I just need to shop and get in line.
There's like 43 different cashiers.
Like normal.
Like crazy.
And when you get up to the cashier, I know we've talked about this before, but I like panic up there because they're moving so fast.
It's very quick.
I'm like, he's like, do you have a bag? And I'm like, yes, here. And then they're like checking out, but like you bag your stuff.
Right.
So I'm trying to bag it, but then he's almost done. So I'm trying to get my card out
to pay.
That's
another little mini culture shock is that you have to bag your stuff at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like it's such a small little counter that you literally have to bag it or else it like, you gotta stop unplugging that. Oh, I think it's just hot. It might just be too hot. That's plugged in.
Yeah,
it's just too hot. It's chilling. Anyways, do you have any more?
Because
I have a few.
No, go ahead. I can do mine.
So one is more like an age shock because I was able to hang out with my grandparents. And they're so used to their patterns. Like, they're like in a... I don't want to say loop because that almost
routine.
Sounds depressing. Routine. Thank you for that word. But the routine is evolved around television and technology. And obviously you understand, most people understand that the older folks in the world don't understand the modern technology that we have. So when it comes to TV specifically, their vocabulary is like almost a century behind, it feels like. Like, my grandpa's still watching black and white TV. Like, he's totally fine watching a black and white on a big-ass box TV. And they have cable.
That's cute, though.
They have cable. They pay a fortune for it. You heard at the very beginning of this cast. And they're, like, scared to move off of it onto, like, a Roku where they would save a butt ton of money. And then they're, like, trying to confirm with me what they can watch. So they're like, I still want to get ABC and I want to watch the National Geographic channel and all this. And they like talking about recording so they don't miss anything live. They want to be able to like see a movie or two once in a while.
I know, but I honestly, I'm team Nana and Grandpa.
I mean, I get it.
Because I really get it. Sometimes I want to watch something and I go, Spider-Man, and then it pulls up and I go click and it goes, oh, you need to do 4 million steps before you can watch this.
Sure.
Or if it was just
they don't
on...
get the opportunity to just say, I want to watch Spider-Man. That's the problem.
But
they're watching whatever cable throws their way.
Yeah, but that's not true because soaps happen every damn day.
Oh, well, yeah. So that's what it is. They're falling into the routine of watching cable shows.
And I also understand it because the shows that happen every damn day now on these streaming services,
right,
sometimes you can't watch them when cable has them out because right. they blackouts. Have an agreement they're called with
blackouts.
Cable.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying they're to figure what? Out for them. They're called blackouts.
Isn't that like a power thing?
Well, they black it. It's both. Yes, it's blackouts are also related to the power outages, but you can black out local networks or shows or live games. It's called a blackout. Anyways,
they do that on purpose.
Yes, you have to. They force you to what? Do other things. Yes, yes.
That's so.
These
mean.
People will back me up because I did a bunch of research on it. Anyways, that's my like the age shock is like their vocabulary of. What oh they're God, trying to describe is pretty crazy.
Gagged.
And then the other one I had was important, but I'm forgetting it as we speak.
Okay, I'll do my next one.
Go ahead.
My next one is that working in a restaurant ruins the facade of restaurants for you. Because now, every time someone walks in or out, I like think about what I've done walking in or out of a restaurant. Right. Every time they like order something, every yep. time they're like, too hastily ordering or like not ordering fast enough or blah 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 and all this stuff. And I've also realized like how I don't mean this negatively at all but how easily it is to get like stuck in a restaurant. Does that make sense? Nope. Like in my head, I'm like, oh, I love hosting. This is so fun. And when I go, like I have my little routine and my little jobs and I do all my things. But then I'm like, wait, but I want to do more. So I'm already like, wait, I should be a server. And then if I'm a server, I can do this.
Oh, you
blah,
mean
blah, blah,
stuck
blah, blah.
Like work career wise?
Yeah.
You definitely did not tell me that.
Oh, sorry.
So you meant like stuck as in I enjoy this and I want to move up the ladder as long as I can because you like 10 years might pass by and I've just been working at this restaurant.
Right.
Situation.
But then that's because you've been like doing all the things right. and getting it. And it's also because it's like the perfect amount of responsibility to non-responsibility right. because you're just like a cog in a machine. So you're yeah. not really held accountable for things that go really wrong, but you still are. It's like a very humanly perfect thing. Sure. And so I'm really, I don't know. I'm thinking a lot about
like
more. Like,
are these
based.
Types of people really truly using like their full potential? Like, are they using their creative parts of their brain? Are they using problem solving? Are they, you know, in that situation? Like, you get stuck, and that's the way you described it. It's not like you're going to be there for the rest of your life and you're going to be happy about it. You're going to get stuck because I think you realize that you have more potential somewhere else, but it's so simple and easy, and it just kind of just.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it makes sense that, like, I just think in another life, like, I work in a restaurant.
I believe you.
As
I think
a server
crush
forever
it.
Because it's like.
I just think you'd have more potential. You have more potential than that.
Well,
as well,
yeah, and I appreciate that. But I love that you can be. I also understand how a lot of like actors and performers or like people who are really. I'm really interested in like
right.
interpersonal right. relationships get stuck in. Not stuck. Choose to do. Let me stop using that.
Stuck is an interesting
service
word.
Jobs
yeah
because it's like you can be a different person with
yep.
every table. You can like show up to work differently every day and
right.
there's like
right but you also have your regulars where you get to still be yourself
right and right. like the other staff and like right. I feel like I'm finally also settling into a place where like laughing with the bar backs and like
right.
knowing the kitchen and then like the bartenders now give me my drinks and like a to-go cup because they know I always ask and, like
oh,
no stuff
way.
Like that so it's like
oh,
very
awesome.
Familial too yeah. it was just really interesting.
That's awesome.
But it's also ruining restaurants because I'm like now I know
you know the deep the
now
deep,
I know
dark secrets.
And it's like oh
right. yeah
anyways anyway
mean,
anyway
oh, who said that, right?
Anyway.
Who said that we
Auntie,
can't?
Auntie.
Anyways isn't a word.
I texted her and I was like, sorry, we used it again this week. And she was like, you don't have to apologize. I just don't want you to sound dumb. And I was like, thanks, Auntie. Perfect.
Asina's aunt texted her and was like, anyways is not a word.
Yeah. She said it's anyway.
For the record, though, Auntie is insane with like words. Like she does insane like crosswords and Sudokus.
Yeah, she's the grammar police because she can be because she knows everything.
Insane. Yeah. Shout out to Auntie for that one.
Yeah. And for our fall decor. I know you guys saw that wreath.
The
we
wreath.
Also have a glass pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Yeah.
We need to write a thank you note. That was on the to-do list today, and we didn't do that.
Very excited, because I was watching glass pumpkin making, which is crazy. Next day, she sends us that. Whatever.
Okay, we're going to... That's kind of all I have.
Sign off.
Oh, besides, like, what do you guys want to see on the Instagram? I just did, like...
Oh, sure.
A day in the life, but...
That was a really good video she posted. She showed it to me. She did, like, a little recording over, like a VO over it. Very professional.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm going to do one, like, going to internship so you guys can see that, but it's not going to be as nice because HIPAA. So I can't really show you a lot, but show you a little.
Yeah.
I can make Leonard take some more pictures.
Yeah. And might be a little premature, but really tune in next week or the week after, depending on what's going on, because my brother called and he started to listen to the podcast, and Sophie also has been listening to the podcast.
Oh, Terry. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, Terry.
There's two of them.
And they are coming up with an interesting idea to, like, essentially buy a little mini segment for the next episode. So stay tuned,
because
that's
going to
be new and exciting, where we kind of ideally, I'm not going to speak before it happens, but supposedly it's something like we kind of have to go tour an area.
Anticipation. Also, when you guys are hearing this, it'll be Monday, and then the next day through Thursday, Tuesday through Thursday, that's three whole days, will be Prime Day on Amazon. And if you guys didn't know this, let me be the first to tell you, not only are there big discounts, but also we are from the West Coast and we're moving to an East Coast winter.
Very cold.
Already I walk home and I am miserable. And
my toes are cold, I will be honest.
Yeah, we don't have slippers in the house. Freezing toes. There's also just some decor things and, you know, a shoe rack that holds the shoes. So
that
if
doesn't
you're,
fall constantly.
Yeah, if you're feeling generous, or if you don't like what's on that list and you just want to send us something anyway.
You didn't say anyways. But anyways isn't a word, I thought.
Okay, if you want to send us something anyway, then...
Where does anyways
hit
come
us
from
up.
Then?
Hit us up, Venmo me with like, buy this, and then I'll prove it to you. I'm just going to plug our Amazon registry.
Is it plural? Is that where it came from? Like there was multiple anyways?
No, it's supposed to be like,
anyway.
Even though Bob anyways. Has an ice cream cone, he is going to go rollerblading anyway.
But anyways, sounds so normal. Like, anyways.
I think that's just colloquial.
Yeah. Because then when you think about it, ways. Like,
big word.
Like, anyways doesn't make any sense. It's like saying deers is...
Mooses.
That's it. Meese.
I just read a romance book about Swedish.
I think you mean smut. I think the word is smut, actually.
I did. About Swedish people. And one of them
the
said
Swedes.
Mooses. Anyway.
Is Swedes, like, a bad word?
I don't... No.
It sounds kind of harsh. Like, love those Swedes.
Well, that's like saying...
Like, love the Jews. I can't
say
that.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Love those Jewies.
I was like, I can't say it, but you kind of
can. I'm Jewish.
Okay.
A little Hebrew. Is it Hebrew? L'chaim.
Okay, we got to turn it off.
I'm Leo.
I'm Solo.
And I'm Solo.
Do it. Right.
It kills me.
Do
go ahead.
Right.
You have to go first.
And I just like it good. I'm Solo.
I thought we were about to freestyle.
Oh.
No. All right. Go ahead. Can we do it in the ASMR? The ending? Can we wrap out with the ASMR? Please.
Okay. I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee. And
Warren.
And fuck, I said you're again.
Stop.